Good morning. One of you asked me a wonderful question. How do we keep doing this? Please outline a basic rule for lay people to implement what you have taught on a daily basis. Again, it's one of those questions. I think I'll just keep it for future retreats and read it even if nobody asks it. I received this question. But I hope that part of that is also what I try to model for you a little bit in our morning meditation, whatever you want to call this. And what we talked about a little bit last night, I think that Lectio Divina is such a wonderful way to keep finding silence, both that silence that prepares for an encounter, the silence that kind of slows down the busyness, the whirl of the world, helps us to cycle down a little bit and quiet our interior and slow down to God's speed. Lectio Divina is so helpful for also filling our interior with the Word of God. We get so filled up with so many other things that are meaningless at best and destructive at worst. A lot of things that we repeat to ourselves. I know I've worked with so many people and I have my own experiences of that. Someone says one negative thing to us and then we say it to ourselves 1,000 more times. And then we hate that person. When in fact they only said it to us once and we said it to ourselves 1,000 times. And it's so easy for us to get stuck in some of those places as it gets worked into some of our insecurities and our wounds. And so on the contrary, to allow ourselves to be filled with the Word of God and to let ourselves say those words 1,000 times, to let those become our expression and those become the truths that live in us, that get planted, the seeds that go deep into soil that's been opened up through silence, is so helpful. So I hope that's part of the answer to that question. How do we do this on a daily basis? And I have a few more things to say about that in the conference, but I just wanted to say that as a prelude to this meditation. I hope that even the way that I structure this meditation is not so much making you think, oh, I have to go back and hear Father Boniface do that again. I hope it helps you to think, I need to try this on my own. And this is giving a little bit of a model for that. So this is just the first psalm from morning prayer, which happens to be a wonderful psalm and very easy to meditate on, but I don't pick these things. It just happens to be the first psalm from morning prayer. So, and it's a way, if you do pray the divine office, it's nice to stop from time to time and just take one of the psalms from the office and pray with that a little more deeply. It's so easy. We can even memorize these psalms and yet never reflect on them. And they really are beautiful teachings and beautiful prayers for us to offer. So let's just take a moment in silence, recollect ourselves in God's loving presence, know that He is with us here in the Blessed Sacrament, with us in our hearts, in sanctifying grace, and that He is close to us and He wants to help us. We are His children and beneath the loving gaze of our Father. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. O God, you are my God, for you I long. For you my soul is thirsting. My body pines for you. Like a dry, weary land without water. So I gaze on you in the sanctuary, to see your strength and your glory. O God, O God. O God, you are my God. For you I long. I know that I long for food, and I long for peace, and I long for company, and I long for friendship, and I long for answers, I long for drink, I long for intimacy. Help me to see, Lord, that those are all areas that I'm really longing for you, the deepest meaning, the deepest longing, the greatest value, the best answer, the most satisfying food, the deepest intimacy. Help me never to settle for counterfeits, Lord, but only for those things that are sacramental, that lead me closer to you, and ultimately help me always long for you. O God, you are my God, for you I long. For you my soul is thirsting. Show me how I experience that, Lord. What does it mean for my soul to be thirsting? My soul, which includes my mind and my choices. What does it feel like to be loved and to love? What does it feel like to know and to be known? I truly long for a love that never ends, a love that is unconditional. I long to know you and to be known by you, to gaze upon you and to be gazed upon by you. This is the thirst of my soul. My soul thirsts also for others to know you, for others to receive your love. My soul thirsts for an end to suffering, my suffering, others' suffering. My soul thirsts for truth and for justice. You are the only way toward the satisfaction of all this thirst. For you, my soul is thirsting. My body pines for you. My body pines for comfort, for an end to pain, for an embrace, for food and for drink. My body pines for health and for movement. But above all, my body pines for you. You're not just a good thought, but your love affects the whole of who I am, soul and body. My body pines for you. My body pines for you. Sometimes I think I am pining for alcohol or for chocolate. But I know that that pining more deeply is for you, Lord. Take my disordered passions and order them to you. like a dry, weary land without water. I know what it feels like to be lonely, like a dry, weary land without water. So painful to have no one. No one to hear me, no one to understand me, no one to serve, no one to love. A deep, deep ache in my heart, like a dry, weary land without water. So tired at the end of a hard day, so tired after pouring myself out for others, so tired after sitting in my own pain and misery for an hour, for a day, for a week. It seems like forever. Like a dry, weary land without water, my body pines for you. My soul thirsts for you. O God, you are my God, for you I long. Come to me, Lord. Find rest in me. Help me to know your love, your gaze, your embrace. So I gaze on you in the sanctuary. How sweet it is to think of the hours I have spent in prayer this weekend. How sweet it is to think of those times earlier today, yesterday, I was able to gaze on you in this sanctuary. And I think back on so many experiences in my life, from my childhood, discerning my vocation, my first experiences going deeper in prayer, to gaze on you in the sanctuary, to gaze on your beauty, to gaze on your loveliness, to gaze on your sweetness, to gaze on my Savior, to gaze on my Father. Think of so many experiences I've had gazing on you, Lord. They seem like just a blip on the screen, just a moment in an ocean of much less interesting and much less exciting experiences. But when I think about them now, they seem so great. Like the moments that mattered most, able to gaze on you in the sanctuary, to see your strength and your glory, that divine strength which is what I need. You can handle my problems, Lord. You can handle my complaints and my cries. You can handle my pain, my frustration, my struggles. You can handle it, Lord. I'm so grateful for your strength. You never run away from me. I'm never too much for you. I see your strength. And you always respond with love. And your glory, that uncreated beauty, that beauty which is the source and origin and foundation of every other beauty, that glory that has broken into time and space in the incarnation of Christ, that glory which is manifested in glimpses in our liturgies and our prayers, that glory which is manifested in the sweet experiences of family life and love, that glory that is manifested in the face of a baby, child, an infant wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger in Bethlehem and in my own arms, in my own experience. Thank you, Lord, for letting me see your strength and your glory. Help me to be irradiated by that glory, to remain in that glory, and to keep leaning on your strength throughout the rest of this day. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. If you want to stand, and we'll offer our petitions together. Christ is the sun that never sets, the true light that shines on every man. Let us call out to him in praise. And the response is, Lord, you are our life and our salvation. Together? Lord, you are our life and our salvation. Creator of the stars, we thank you for your gift, the first rays of the dawn, and we commemorate your resurrection. Lord, you are our life and our salvation. May your Holy Spirit teach us to do your will today, and may your wisdom guide us always.
Lord, you are our life and our salvation.
Each Sunday gives us the joy of gathering as your people around the table of your word and your body.
Lord,
from our hearts, we thank you for your countless blessings.
Lord, you are our life and our salvation.
And let us join together in the words our Savior gave us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. O God, who founded all the commands of your sacred law upon love of you and of our neighbor, grant that by keeping your precepts, we may merit to attain eternal life. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go in peace.
Thanks be to God.